Funding for WBUR comes from MathWorks, creators of MATLAB and Simulink software, accelerating the pace of engineering and science. Learn more at MathWorks.com.
There is an apparent winner in the Massachusetts governor's race, and we're going to speak to our political team about it coming up. But it's so close, the Democratic candidate, Martha Coakley, has not yet formally thrown in the towel. With a lead of nearly 38,000 votes, Republican Charlie Baker celebrated last night, but was not yet quite ready to declare all-out victory.
So we'll wait and see what happens in the morning. I mean that.
We know.
But we're fired up. We're as fired up as you are. We're as excited as you are. And we can't wait to make this state sing from one end to the other, across the Commonwealth, in every region, in every town, in every community, to build the great Massachusetts that we all dream and hope for.
Joining us now to talk about Charlie Baker and Martha Coakley is our political team, Democrat Dan Payne. Hi, Dan.
Morning, Bob.
And Republican Todd Domke.
Good morning.
So what did Charlie Baker do right in this campaign, Dan?
Well, he ran away from the National Republican Party. He established his own identity as a pro-abortion rights, pro-gay marriage moderate. He dropped his dark, negative attitude from his last campaign.
I agree with Dan that he learned the lessons from losing in 2010. He was not as corporate or stiff. He was more personable. He enjoyed campaigning more. He had a sense of humor. But he also had a better campaign. He raised a lot more money. They had better ads. And he had a more compelling message.
Martha Coakley, how did she blow a 20-point lead?
Well, I think we have to give some of the blame for the failure of her candidacy to her campaign. The strategist kept that campaign on cruise control through the primary. They didn't develop a message. They concentrated totally on the idea of winning by turning out the Democratic base. Well, the Democratic base is not big enough, even in this one-party state.
They were relying upon a get-out-the-vote effort as a substitution for a message. You know, people will turn out for you if you have a good message. If you're just going door-to-door making phone calls without a message, you're making it very difficult for the field organization.
What do you make of Martha Coakley's decision to not come out last night and deliver a concession speech saying that she wanted to make sure that every vote was counted, and as of late last night, not every vote was counted because not all the towns were in?
I think it was the sort of a simple human reaction to being ahead during the evening for a while, looking back, being ahead during the general election, and then suddenly it all collapsed around her. And she just wasn't emotionally up for giving a speech of any kind. And Baker was, to his credit, generous in giving her a pass on that.
Yes, I thought Baker was both gracious and savvy by not declaring victory outright. He showed understanding and empathy and put subtle pressure on her to concede early. But I think he wanted to set the right tone that he's going to be collaborative with Democrats.
Charlie Baker won, but Massachusetts Republicans didn't exactly catch the wave of the national Republicans last night, Dan.
Yeah, it was particularly noticeable on the North Shore. Seth Moulton managed to beat Richard Tesei pretty soundly, and it underscored the fact that Massachusetts remains a blue island, with the exception of the corner office at the State House, where the state continues to want to have a counterweight to the Democratic legislature, putting a Republican as governor.
That's right. While there was this national Republican wave, especially reflected in the U.S. Senate results, here in Massachusetts, again, it was a wipeout of the Republican Party, with the only survivor being Charlie Baker. He'll have 10% of the legislature who are Republican, but his margin was so small, he won't have great clout with the legislature. And out of this race, there were no new stars from the Republican side for future campaigns. Baker basically ran as a non-Republican. So for the party, looking at these results, a lot of Republicans will feel like using some earned sick time.
So finally, what are the consequences of this election? Any changes in the political landscape that you see?
Well, I think on the Democratic side, now it's a question of who is the great leader of the state Democratic Party. Seth Moulton is a new star. He's kind of out of the moderate wing of the Democratic Party. And Attorney General-elect Maura Healey is the star of the dominant liberal wing of the party. Now, the question for Maura Healey is whether she'll speak on issues that are not just attorney general type of issues to be leader of her party, or whether she'll try to stay nonpartisan as attorney general. And someone who didn't have to worry about re-election this time could step up as a more public leader in Massachusetts politics, and that's Congressman Joseph Kennedy III.
Charlie Baker, for his part, it seems to me, needs to look back at successful or not successful Republican governors and follow the Bill Weld model. Weld found an ally in the Senate president, William Bulger, and they were able to do business. Mitt Romney, on the other hand, seemed to be at war with the legislature all the time and never got much done. They did get the health care bill through. That was about the only thing that Mitt Romney did while he was governor. Ironically, then he ran away from it when he ran for president.
We could be at the beginning of a new era in state government in that this could be the most collaborative, cooperative kind of relationship between the governor and the legislature, mostly because Charlie Baker, having so few Republicans in the legislature, has no choice but to be as cooperative as possible. And I think a lot of the legislators do have respect for him. They know he's very knowledgeable. They know he's sincere about problem solving.
Gentlemen, thanks for your time this morning. I appreciate it after a long night last night. Democrat Dan Payne, thank you.
It's been a pleasure, Bob.
Same to you, Republican Todd Domke.
Thank you, Bob. I've enjoyed it.